Pesach.
Welcome to Brutal Brunch with your hosts Matt Moore and Matt Mastromaro.
What do any of you know about being brutal?
Featuring Massachusetts metal and punk.
Those lyrics about hell, demons, and doom. What if I told you it's all real?
WMFO Medford.
Up to prime time, bitch!
Special introduction. Welcome to Brutal Brunch here on WMFO Medford 91.5 FM, streaming live on WMFO.org. We're back for another hour of Radio Terror. Special holiday yesterday.
The happy 316, everybody.
Who, by the way, we probably shouldn't celebrate him because he's quite problematic. But
Stone Cold?
Stone Cold.
The character?
The character. I guess
the character
I guess
Stone
fine.
Cold Steve Austin is a.
But I have to play this version.
Hero of the working man.
The special Disturbed remix.
Yeah,
where people write out the there's like a YouTube comment with the lyrics written out as if they're like a Scott Steiner the subtitle. So it's like not what Dave sounds like he's saying.
That's hilarious.
But anyway, yes, today is March 17th, also known as St. Patrick's Day. Yesterday was 316 Day. Matt, you know who also had a holiday recently and is not problematic?
Mario. 311. Oh my God, it's worse.
Chill.
It's so bad.
Matt, chill.
Jack, I can't chill. I can't chill and listen to that. It's so bad.
Matt, what's the color of your energy?
Amber, I guess.
All right. Well, that's a big holiday. Our quick holiday sweet intro.
It was Mario Day, right? Because 310 is Mario.
Oh, is that what that is?
Right. March 10th.
Get
it?
No.
Get it?
Can you explain?
March 10th. M-A-R.
Ah, there we go.
10.
Anyway. Happy holidays from your friends at Brutal Brunch. The number's here if you want to call on our 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636, or 781-350-3264. We actually have some real music to play to get to. I was very excited.
To you.
Very, very special metal history.
It sure is.
I don't know if we want to talk about it now or tease a little bit.
Bye, Darnley.
Bye, Darnley. Thank you, as always. Listen to Darnley Brown before us for 4 hours every Sunday morning. And... But yeah, very special metal history.
Iron Man.
Put together by Maggie.
By Maggie.
And so stay tuned for that. That's all we're going
to
say.
Due to my crippling addiction to karaoke.
I know. The Matt somehow answered the bell, came from karaoke.
If karaoke is mentioned, I have to go. It's no good.
I saw that there was a Creed performance.
A Creed duet, as there usually should be, always. The America's Greatest Band, Creed. Yeah, let's just say I have a headache. I'm going to persevere.
We also have a new induction to the Brutal Brunch Hall of Fame, which was decided yesterday in the middle of our St. Patrick's Day.
That's what I decided that yesterday when I was like, yes, correct.
And we also have some local music there too. What was the other thing I wanted to mention? Induction, history. Oh, yes, I left before the karaoke yesterday.
Independent wrestling.
I was almost unmercifully bullied by...
Laura just dragged you in.
But I made it out and made it home in time for the thrilling conclusion of Tampa Bay, Washington.
Ooh.
The Lightning just need 2 points in the last 10 games to clinch the number one seed.
Folks.
Very exciting. Kind of ridiculous, by the way. They have 10 games left in the season, 4 of them against Boston and Washington.
That's good.
Who did that? All right, but we do have some brand new local music. It's been
Chill.
A while. It's been a while since we played some real brutal death metal on the show, so let's kick off with that. Abnormality coming out with a new album.
I have to find Black Metal Song of the Week.
You do that. You work on that. They have an album coming up on May 10th called Sociopathic Constructs. They have a single out called Curb Stomp. And let's see what they have to say about Sociopathic Constructs, shall we? It serves to further cement Abnormality's place at the cutting edge of savage, ultra-technical death metal. With this release, the quintet has stepped up their game across the board, making for a record that is as violent, complex, and thought-provoking as any you will hear in 2019.
Can I say something to these guys? Chill!
and the band are not afraid to explore and mix things up. I think this record, we felt free to just go where we wanted to within a song, states guitarist Jeremy Henry. We had no qualms when switching styles and approaches from riff to riff to have a whole section grinding away and then switch gears, hit the brakes, and drop a slow, old-school Morbid Angel worship groove in there. We felt free to follow our instincts and just let our influences shine through. So let the band and Malika's vocals just take you away. This is Curb Stomp from Sociopathic Constructs' upcoming album from the band Abnormality on Brutal Brunch, WMFO Medford 91.5. I'm streaming live on WMFO.org.
Welcome to This Week in Metal History.
Like we said, this is a very special This Week in Metal History.
Matt's awake now after the vocal hit.
As soon as I heard the yuck, I was like, yeah, now I'm awake. This Week in Metal History, the week of March 11th, or March 10th, really, to the 17th. So it's Mario Day through 311 Day all the way past 316 day to today. As I said, I have a terrible addiction to karaoke, so I was unable to write the metal history.
This is very exciting.
So Maggie wrote the metal history, and I'm going to read it as the artist intended by just reading. She's written it in a narrative style.
Ooh.
So I will read it, and I suppose her tone, it's like a conversational tone.
She didn't like veto any of the power metal, did she?
She did. This is more of a picking and choosing. I'll say that Helloween made the list, but... I don't think Bulldozer made the list. She's disrespectful to Italian thrash metal. Very, very sad. But let's start it out. March 11th, 1991, Helloween released Pink Bubble Go Ape, which is true. Matt mentioned he wanted to play them on the radio. However, on this date in 1975, Alice Cooper released his first solo album, Welcome to My Nightmare, and Alice Cooper performed this on The Muppet Show once.
Hey, tonight our special so, guest star is one of the world's most talented
Maggie wins by making me play Alice Cooper on The Muppet Show.
So, beware of ghoulies and ghosties and long-legged beasties and things that go bump in the night. that does it. I'm leaving. Here's Alice Cooper.
Okay, but Helloween has a song called Heavy Metal Hamsters, and this is fine. I'm okay with this. So this is Heavy Metal Hamsters off Pink Bubbles Go Ape. My boys, Helloween.
What does that mean? What does that title mean?
I don't know. I think it's like if you drink pink champagne, you go wild. You go buck wild. I don't know. Really bad. Did I mention I also went to an indie wrestling... Again, this is in Maggie's voice. Did I mention I went to an indie wrestling show this weekend? I am an excellent girlfriend. Okay, Heavy Metal Hamster is legitimately funny. Okay, let's look for a scary one. On March 11th, 1996, a band called Annihilator released the album Refresh the Demon, which has sort of a scary demon on the cover. There is a song called The Pastor of Disaster. This is... This is obviously 80s thrash metal. In the 90s.
I have to keep remembering this is written in her voice, because when you're like, Matt wanted me to play this on the radio, I was like, I did not want to play Halloween.
You're like, I did not want to play Halloween on the radio. I mean, I like this. It sort of sounds like the Dead Milkman at some points. Bitchin' Camaro. Bitchin' Camaro is a great song.
Wow, we got Dead Milkman infiltrating. Oh, this has a questionable word in it. People still to this day debate if they say ship or the S word.
Play some video games, buy some Def Leppard t-shirts.
I just like, just go bitch in Camaro.
Sandbar.
Punk Rock Girl, another classic.
Punk Rock Girl could be Maggie's favorite song.
Love me twice today. You're kidding.
Are we... There it is.
I ran over some old lady one night at the county fair, and I didn't get arrested because my dad's a mayor. Bitchin' Camaro, bitchin' Camaro, donuts on your lawn. Bitchin' Camaro, bitchin' Camaro, Tony Orlando and Dawn.
There you go. I just wanted to get that out. What was I thinking? Oh, right, metal. On March 12th, 91, Judas Priest released Touch of Evil, the single. I was in kindergarten. Oh, no.
Did you just ruin a surprise?
No, I did not ruin a surprise. YouTube ruined the surprise. God, it's the worst. All right, we're safe. Touch of Evil from Judas Priest, obviously. It's a great song. Maggie was in kindergarten. I was in first grade, probably, 91.
Yeah, I don't know grades. I can only remember ages. I know where you're six.
Damn. I've never seen all the Star Wars. That's how I remember my age. I've never seen them all. And I refuse to watch them.
What?
On the same day in 1998, Tankard released the album Disco Destroyer. Maggie says the title track is boring, but this song, Splendid Boys, is good.
Wait, that's the. Is she saying Splendid Boys to them, or is that the name of the song?
That's the name of the song, Splendid Boys. It's spelled with a Z, so it anticipates spelling conventions. Okay. I haven't found any scary metal yet. Where are the demons eating intestines? Am I right? Okay, here we go.
Was Am I Right spelled as one word?
Am I Right? Here we go. Okay, Cannibal Corpse. That's disgusting. March 13th, 2012. Torture came. This is Intestinal Crank from Cannibal Corpse off the album Torture. Coincidentally, we found Love by Rihanna featuring Calvin Harris also charted this week. Both are equally danceable. She says, here's Intestinal Crank, because sure, why not? It's also the lead singer's birthday this week, I think. And did we get a resolution to Cannibal Corpse crimes?
I don't think we did, but everybody pivoted because this guy goes to Target all the time. Did you see that?
Yes, I did. He loves Target.
Why can I... What the hell is his name?
The guitarist. That is This Week in Metal History. Thank you very much, Maggie. You're number one, the best. Cannibal Corpse is a great band. I'm glad
Corpse
you found...
Grinder.
I'm glad you found a scary thing.
All right, is this going to be our bed for the... or you want to pick a new
one? No, it'll not be the bed because the bed will be...
I get it back. All right. Very short weeks of metal yet to come. Tomorrow night, Monday, March 18th. Although it is a big name. Bright Music Hall. Mark Morton, Light the Torch and Moontooth. I wonder if Mark's like brings the whole troupe with him, like all his guests.
He should.
Ranging from Randy Blythe, who which is essentially Lamb of God, to who's a really interesting person. No, I forgot. Anyway, go check out his new album. Friday, March 22nd, O'Brien's Pub, Churchburn, Scafism, Shabti, and Upheaval. Sunday, March 24th, at Wonder Bar, you can see The Summon, Vivis Sepulture, The Beast of Nod, and Mud F. Friday, March 29th, at 13th Floor Music Lounge, you can see Dark Waters and Conforza,
Crepton,
and Begat the Nephilim. And then Friday through next Sunday, March 31st, The Raven is Northeast Dungeon Siege in 2019. It is the synth... industrial festival.
Sounds good to me.
And Saturday, March 30th at the Palladium, it is Death, is just the beginning tour 2019 featuring Hypocrisy, Flesh God, Apocalypse, Animus, Burial, and Vivis Sepulture again. And at Ralph's, you can see Gallimere, the Negans, Crypt Stripper, and Afterlife Garage. Just like a bunch of horror punk.
Sounds good to me.
All
right. Folks.
Do we have the Black Metal Song of the Week?
Black Metal Song of the Week this week. No. I just clicked out of it. Please hold.
All right, stand by. Speaking of Black Metal, there was another show at Dusk last Friday night.
Oh, yeah?
We did not go to that one, though.
I like
more
that
local
place.
Black Metal. This one started at 9 o'clock, though, so I'm not sure how long it will last. It did not flip to a 70s dance show at 9 o'clock.
Oh, got a dilly-dilly coming up here. Black Metal Song of the Week is Aneferin's This Onward Reach, which is a single off their new album... which came out in October, called The Bleakness of Our Constant.
Perfect.
This is Aneferin's. This is the Black Metal Song of the Week.
Yeah.
band you can see Friday, March 22nd at O'Brien's Pub. That was Upheaval, another track off their latest release, Altar of Ash, that was consumed by fire. And we did promise another induction into our Hall of Fame, which we'll get to.
So incredible.
It's there's a lot to sift through on this one. This is deep. This is like straddles the line between... Actually, no, they're all serious entries, so never mind.
They're all serious
entries.
Before
we get to that, there was a big event in Melrose on Friday night.
There was. Big wrestlers came in from out of town.
Evolve 123. Look at Gabe.
Try to beat the ace, Orange Cassidy. I always wanted to say Prince, but it's not Prince. Velveteen Dream. Good show. Good show. It was like a really good turnout, too. Like, it was almost sold out over there.
And I feel like all the doubleheaders were always like that, where Beyond was like... mostly full-ish,
yeah.
But then of all but Star and place would be
like banged out,
jam-packed.
It was like really fun show. It was kind of a short show, I guess. I was expecting,
because it was a live pay-per-view, so it was just 8 to 11.
Okay,
bam, bam,
and no ladies match. I thought a ladies match was on the
The whole time they were always like, "Here's the matches." Also, Priscilla Kelly and others. And,
they're like others. Okay,
yeah, so it was like no other women were actually announced for the show. So okay. Yeah, she had made a very small
cameo. Helped, baby, the band, what was I calling him? Like Baby Misfits. Tiny Jerry Only.
Jerry Only, yeah.
She picked Tiny Jerry Only up off the mat.
That was like a literal scene out of Nightmare Before Christmas, by the way, the two of them.
Yeah, it was ridiculous. I guess they're like 11, so I can't like really make fun of them because they're like literal children. I'm like, it's okay. It's cool to you.
Yeah, but he went up against Nani, a man child.
Not a man child. A man.
Mr. Josh Briggs.
Josh Briggs. Who,
we should say that despite all our combined histories with some of the talent in the past, everyone was on pretty good behavior Friday night.
Yeah, I think so.
Nobody
got yelled at.
Nobody got their Twitter hacked.
Nobody got their Twitter hacked. Good show. John Silver stole my girlfriend away from me. Pretty.
We have photographic evidence of this.
Fairly rude move by John Silver. I don't know, what was your favorite match? My favorite match, I think, was the tag match.
It was absolutely.
With
A.R. Fox and the Skull.
And the Skull.
Your boy Duff.
And the big boys.
Ruff,
I don't know.
Ruff. And, your boy.
It was, his name was like DJ.
J.D. Drake.
J.D. Drake. And the other guy. J.D. Drake's the star of that show. He's this big beefcake, just slapping people. But yeah, the.
Attempted moonsault.
He did a moonsault. The Skulk were incredible. Like, the flip over the. The corner
that was from one end.
Absurdly athletic, but it's over the ring post.
Yeah,
it's ridiculous. Like, I don't even know how you're doing that.
Wasn't that the other match?
No, they did. The Skulk did the. They had them on both corners, and they both did the flips over.
Oh, right, they did that. I wanted
like the corner to corner. Do you know what I'm saying?
The street guys. What were their names? Are they WWE guys? This is how I'd touch it.
Oh, the Street Profits.
We need Norbit with us now.
We Street Profits. The Street Profits. Those are WWE guys.
Yeah, because he did the... First, they had the one, the leap over the ring post, and then they chased Shane Strickland out the door in the middle of a thunderstorm.
Yes. Yeah, he chased Shane Strickland, yeah. Good, yeah, good. Just a fun show. Fun show all around. Good stuff. I think it's good to see... So we had like non-wrestling fans there, too, because Maggie was there and our other friend, Matt.
Our third Matt.
And... who aren't wrestling fans, and they were like, oh, I like the flippy guys. I like all the flipping. It's exciting. And I was like, damn it. Why don't you like the fat guy who was slapping everybody? But they really liked A.R. Fox. It's like hard to not like A.R. Fox.
I mean, you just want to... One of the few things that get me to dance.
Yeah, and the other takeaway was like Orange Cassidy. It's very funny, but he couldn't do all his funny stuff because they had to wrestle like a real match.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're like, okay, he can...
That's
how
you
can
go.
Yeah.
And especially if you know some of his alleged alter egos, you know he can definitely go.
He can definitely wrestle. And like Velveteen Dream is just excellent. Like, he's just an excellent worker. And knew he was going to be playing. You know, like, obviously in WWE, he's like a good guy, you know, face. The crowd loves him. The crowd loves him there too. But you can't come into Melrose and beat up the ace.
I know.
So it was good that he was like, he understood that he was going to be the heel and like did heel stuff.
Well, it's interesting because he didn't know that when he came out. Because like Orange Cassidy got a nice...
Yeah.
Applause, like nice reaction. I love Dean Dream came out and the place erupted.
Yeah.
But within 5 minutes of the match starting, the entire place was behind Orange Cassidy.
Yeah, you got to cheer for Orange Cassidy. So then he realized that and was smart enough to be like, oh, you guys like this dork? And was like, so just the business. That guy's the best. Yeah.
Nice crisp show. All the pacing was good. Like the matches were just.
No, yeah, nothing dragged. And I would point this out for every independent wrestling show. chairs. There were chairs. You could sit in the chairs. There was bleachers, very cozy. Just saying.
No standing room only. Yeah. So that was my first of all experience. So I have to
Me
say,
too,
it
actually.
Yeah. It's come a long way from the day that it was attempted to be the house that Davey Richards built, who no longer wrestles, as far as I know.
R.I.P.
But yeah. It actually started off, it was supposed to be like real, like legit shoot, like where everybody had records and stuff. And it was supposed to be like MMA style, not like wrestling style, but like that's how they would figure out who was the number one contender and all that. That quickly went away because that does not work.
That doesn't make any sense.
All right. Any other final thoughts before we get to our next segment?
Colby Carino is a good wrestler. I need that kid to put on about 40 pounds.
All right.
I guess he could just wrestle at the smallest,
okay.
Because
you have to explain this to me because you're all about like the small guy wrestle, like the short guy, like the Tyler Johnsons of the hockey world.
Yep.
You cheer for.
Yes.
But then like Colby Carino comes out and you're like, no, I want Josh Briggs to kill you.
I want beefcakes with my wrestling ring and I want short guys in my real sports. that's the duality of my personality.
Fair enough. All right. Now, get ready because this is a big one.
Oh, yeah.
Can you feel it? On Brutal Brunch, 91.5 WMFO.
Yeah. You know, if this, God forbid, the show ever broke up, we'd have like massive legal fights over who the branding and that promo. Anyway, so yes, we have a new induction to our illustrious Hall of Fame, the only Hall of Fame that matters.
The only Hall of Fame that matters.
Hall of Fame that contains Mayhem.
Yep.
Metallica.
Yep.
Metallica, Saint Anger, to be clear.
Saint Anger.
Edema.
Yep.
Static X.
Yep.
Drowning Pool.
Yep.
Is that it? Did I miss anybody?
Is Limp Bizkit in there somehow?
Not yet.
Not yet.
They're on the short list.
Not yet. Very confident that they're going to get in there.
All right. So we have a brand new entry, which doesn't really fit in with the rest. I would say these people are in a league of their own. But we were discussing yesterday.
They're just doing their own thing.
I mean, we have some local notoriety due to a weed incident in the past, I believe. But band
for life.
And also, Norbert did not approve of this band.
Not Norbert shocking. Approved?
Not Norbert approved. Did not get the Norbert stop of approval yesterday. Coheed and Cambria.
Yes.
Who, actually, a good recent memory of them is they were on our Brutal Brunch Top 50 of 2018.
One of the greatest bands of all time.
And you started reciting Mythology from a completely unrelated album.
Yes, I did.
And so, yes. But this time, we have the right album. And it's this is a very unique entry, I would say, because there's kind of two volumes to this, but we're going to go with volume one. So it's Good Apollo, I'm Burning, Star 4, volume one, From Fear Through the Eyes of Madness.
It's a whole paragraph.
Yeah, that's all their albums.
The fourth in a planned tetralogy for the part of the Armory Wars storyline with the Monstar virus and how it's affecting this one family, Coheed and Cambria.
And it came out in 2005, so this might be the most recent entry you have in the Hall of Fame.
When did Saint Anger come out?
Ooh. It's a similar
2003
timeline. We'll have to check on this. Get back to you.
Damn.
If you, once we have our physical Hall of Fame, people will be able to see the plaques.
That's what we should do the pizza place in Melrose. Just call it
Caruso.
Caruso will make it the Hall of Fame.
Yes. So before we get to the music, and I'll give you some chart information real quick before Matt gets into some of the true mythology, the deep mythology behind this.
It's so much.
The album was ranked number 69 in the October 2006 issue of Guitar World's Magazine's list of the greatest 100 guitar albums of all time.
Damn.
It is their greatest selling CD to date and has sold over 1 million copies worldwide. It peaked at number 7 on the Billboard 200. And
if you're up late at night and I'm driving, you'll hear me playing The Suffering.
Welcome Home charted at number 36 on the U.S. Alternative Songs list and number 24 on Mainstream Rock Songs, which is really just an epic song, and it was one in the Guitar Hero commercials. When, like,
yes.
There was a rock band when they're like walking through the house, and everyone's like cheering because they're like walking up to their video game console, oh, and this song's playing in the background.
What a weird time period.
The best time period.
I was thinking I wanted to learn how to play the drums, and I'm like, what's the cheapest way to learn how to play the drums, and is it Rock Band drums? I don't think so, but maybe it is.
And by the way, the volume one clocks in at 72 minutes and 4 seconds, and the sequel is another 59:59.
Just
a lot of listening to get to.
Just epic albums. And there's artwork. There's like the comic, the Armory Wars comic, which like goes along the side of like the storyline that's held in these albums. It's just so much. This is the fourth, obviously, of the planned tetralogy. I don't think the other albums have, like, they haven't finished.
It's still going, because the one, what's it called? The one last year is keeping the storylines going. It's like in space. Maybe it's always been in space. I have to read these.
Kind of like, it's like the X-Men, kind of. It's kind of X-Men-ish, but it's like you're born with the virus. It's hard to understand. I got to read the comic.
But yeah, all right. Any other background info you wanted to get to?
Oh, sure. The background, you want to play a song and you want to get into the weird like storyline of the albums that they've been carrying on about the keystone and all that stuff.
Yeah, give us a quick synopsis so then we can just let the music play.
Okay, the album begins to resolve the issues of Claudio Kilgannon's quest to protect the keywork, which is kind of like the MacGuffin of the of the storyline, sheds more light on the demise of Coheed and his wife Cambria, right? So the Coheed and Cambria, husband and wife, they had a child, Jesse, who was like a demon, a monster. That's why, like, I'm coming home is spooky stuff, because he's a monster. Expands on the issues of the Monstar virus and Jesse's involvement in the Monstar virus saga. The story in the album was released on the same day, and it, unlike the other albums, it tells the story from the perspective of the writer, as opposed to the other albums tell the story from the perspective of, like, of Coheed, of Claudio, of the characters.
Okay.
So you get kind of like a more pulled back perspective on what the hell is going on. But you'll never understand it because it's still not done.
And first song I'm going to play, obviously, Welcome Home. And this is about, do you have more details? But apparently the writer and Miss Erica Court, who cheated on him.
No, I did not know that.
Yes, I believe that's what the song is about.
Rude.
And it is the third track on the album. You ready for it?
Always.
All right. So we got three songs to play off this album. Coheed and Cambria. So kick back, relax, and enjoy the Claudio vocals. Starting off with Welcome Home. Congratulations to Coheed and Cambria.
Congratulations.
All right. We'll be right back.
True story of love between a centaur and a mermaid.
That was our epic suite of Coheed and Cambria music again.
I was just silently reading the plot to the graphic novel.
And as you're saying, the why don't you share what you were reading about too, about the
oh, the writer and stuff. Yeah. So the plot of the the story, like the overall universe is in the songs and in the albums, and then the four basically. Burning Apollo, whatever, it was made into a graphic novel. And basically it's like, the easiest way to explain it is, have you ever seen The Neverending Story? And the writer is a fictional writer, but he's writing the story. Then the characters in the story try to tell him to do certain things to affect what's happening in the story. And then he like goes into the book. It's just fascinating. And we were just like, do you think the other members of the band are into all this wild stuff, or are they just like, yeah, whatever, man, it's cool, I get it, cool, god stuff, demons, like magic, Dungeons and Dragons, I love it, okay, whatever, bud.
Just give me some music to play.
Just let me hit these drums, please.
All right, so once again, Good Apollo and Burning Star 4, Volume 1, From Fair Through the Eyes of Madness, the latest induction to all the theme, which, and we have an apology.
Apologies we know to Treyu.
Speaking of Never-Ending Story, yeah. See, it all comes back around.
It does.
Treyu, we neglected to mention Lead Sales Paper Anchor.
I can't believe we forgot them.
Also in our Hall of Fame. I mean, it's better than any Hall of Fame in the world.
That's why we need a physical Hall of Fame. And that's why we're announcing today our crowdfunding campaign to buy Caruso's to get it out of Italian probate court, whatever's going on.
Okay, that wraps things up
of
this edition. We'll be back in 2 weeks, same time, same place, for another hour. Maybe we'll induct somebody else.
I
Who knows?
So.
Maybe another wrestler.
Maybe a wrestler.
All right, stay tuned for What's Up Next. You've been listening to Brutal Brunch on WMFO here.
Stay brutal.
91.5 FM, streaming live on WMFO.org. Yes, stay brutal. Don't get old and try to do different radio
shows. Stay brutal.